Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
Fog Ribbit. Great show.
There are two other parties in this conference.
I roll in character. We're more Sammy with it.
Oblique project.
Redux plus plus.
Lisp.
Fog plus plus Redux up to one.
Yeah, I like what you played.
Save.
All the robot voice.
2 hours, 1 minute, and 50 seconds. Diogenes plus plus fog up to 157.
One. You can call in as well.
Fog plus plus.
Theorito tried to plus plus self.
Nine
299-299-1269. No way, like an actual phone line. That's cool.
Lol, what the heck? I guess you need to be validated. Yup, or you can call in via SDF's VoIP system.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna mail in cash. It's actually very epic.
If I was Meta, I'd validate you.
Okay, crit. Reboot.
https://sdf.org/?tutorials/sdf_voip.
If I was Meta, I will. Who needs that date?
Anyway, since I see that I will probably be using this a lot.
I mean,
okay. Alafay Adri has left an radio.
Well,
Alafay Adri has joined an radio.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Never mind. Just doing something random. Let's see. Oh,
Forgot Otaku has left an radio.
What you get for the $36, yeah. A lot of stuff.
Like, desert.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah, it depends on how you're gonna utilize that.
ARPA is also very worth it.
The $36 annual subscription is also a bargain, really, like you spend a lot more for a VPS for a year.
Yes.
You can get VPS from SDF too, though.
Nice. Too bad I already got a pretty good deal with Mode.
I mean, it's all good. It's not like multi-level marketing thing where you have to eat your granola bars and stuff.
Oh, cool. Sort by name.
Fair.
Where's my terminal? Transmission remote. Yeah, I don't know. What do I use for BPS? Anyway, no, cut B.
I am happy with Luninode.
I think SDF is mainly about non-commercial stuff, like I don't think it's like where there's a contract stipulating certain amounts of uptime and whatnot.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Asterisk, serious business asterisk.
Yay, exactly.
Brandon at SDF has joined in on radio. Brandon Atmiku has joined in on radio. Brandon Atmiku has joined in on radio. Brandon Atpharos has joined in on radio. Brandon Atpharos has left in on radio. Brandon Atotiku has left in on radio. Brandon Atmiku has left in on radio. Brandon at SDF has left in on radio.
Wow.
What exactly are you testing?
Test what?
The remote control from sliders?
Whatever. Never mind. Yeah, nobody's talking over Open VoIP.
If await someone talking in VoIP.
Dead man switch, maybe.
You don't hear all the bad, well.
When you dial in, you don't hear all the typing banter.
I'll dial in.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello.
Gonna go pick up fried rice for the progeny.
Well, got more people dialing in.
Hey, this is Pizza Pal. How's it going?
Yeah, it's a little noisy here. I will need my headset. Just a moment.
Oh, hang on a minute. Might be getting some feedback.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fried rice for broccoli. Yeah, see. Nothing fun going on, right?
I just ate a lot of cheese.
The cheese?
Yeah, I got a lot of blue cheese.
Okay.
It's pretty good. There's still a lot left. I got kind of a lot of it.
But, like, specifically, what kind of cheese?
It's a blue de Vern.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know, I mean, I think it's a French blue. I think it's a pretty, I mean, it's not like a super fancy cheese or anything. I mean, I think it's an industrially produced one or whatever, but it's a good cheese, so. I got one fancy cheese. I got one, like, you know, like, Farmstead cheese that's, Vermont or something. It's like made by like the people that like the Von Trapps from The Sound of Music. I guess they have like a dairy farm. Like I guess like I mean oh, yeah, okay. Like they're actually like real people or whatever. And like yeah, they have some dairy farm in Vermont, and they make some really good cheese. This cheese I don't think they actually make. I think they produce the milk, but it's an actual cheese maker that makes it. So I guess that's not what they call a farmstead cheese. Because it's like some cheese makers like. It's like they you know, like raise the livestock and like do the milking and stuff themselves and stuff, which is kind of like a estate bottled wine or something, you know, like where they grow the grapes and make the wine and bottle it like all on the same premises or whatever. There's some cheese like that, but there's lots of good cheeses not, though, too. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's, like, better. It's just, it's kind of an interesting way of making it, I guess. You know, I mean, it's more more kind of integrated throughout the whole.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
It's all kind of like a factory though and stuff. I mean, like, they all have, like, you know, it's all a lot of, like, stainless steel and whatnot. I mean, maybe mine, they use, like, wood buckets and stuff or something. Ouch. My leg just popped. Well, I just spent all day today trying to clean up a really dirty data set.
Okay, like washing data sets. Okay.
Well, it keeps changing. Like, takes a dump. That's the problem. They keep giving us new versions of it, but they're not, you know, like, every version of it is just, like, wrong.
Yeah,
some new way.
Inconsistency, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I won't point fingers or anything. I'm just saying, like, it's like... It's from another organization. It's from a third party that's producing it. So I mean, I can't. It's hard to get to the bottom of what all the problems with it are exactly. Like, I mean, it's being exported from some sort of, you know, SQL database. But. Other than that, we don't know exactly what.
Oh, I'm like reading Flyknife system programming menu here. It's like 1,000 page of like collection of menus.
1,000 pages?
Yeah.
Of descriptions of menus?
So it's just like a collection of man page. They have like that print out in a PDF file. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like reading in a terminal, because that kind of not easy to, it's just not easy to read for me. I like have it like on a like e-ink reader something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I tend to do. I think having the terminal has like the Unis, the monospace font or whatever, you know, every character is the same width or something like that. It doesn't make it, it makes it harder to read. Like, it's like,
yeah, and you have to press lots of buttons to like do it.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Yeah, that's what I researched stuff about that, because that's what I went to school for a while, for like library science, like library and information science, and like did like some research on like e-readers and like how readable like different like different types of digital media are and stuff, and like, you know, how to like assess the readability of it or something, which I don't know. I was just kind of like, I like reading stuff on paper a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. I mean, like, if it can be, I mean, yeah, there's some like programming books that I've got, like, I mean, one, well, I got, like, a textbook about, like, algorithms that I got for, like, I don't know, just a couple bucks off the internet, and that's pretty valuable. I got some of those, like, W. Richard Stevens, Unix books, like, Unix networking programming, and...
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that one's, and like advanced programming in the Unix environment. That's a good one. That one tells you like everything you need to, like, that's what I didn't really understand, like C very much before I read that. I was like, wait a second, I get it. Like, all the shell commands are just like some like C stuff, and like C is just like, C was like, you know, the programming language they made to program Unix or something. Like, they kind of like have like a lot of the same concepts or whatever.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't used C seriously over the years. I just started using it like on Plan I recently.
Yeah, I've never really used it very much either. I mean, I couldn't say I've ever seriously used it. Like, I mean, I get kind of like how it works and stuff. But it's fun. I like it. I like it a lot. It's a lot of, like, just doing arithmetic on array indexes and stuff, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Like pointers.
Yeah.
Diogenes, I took a look at Tapso, and it actually looks pretty cool. A more minimalist provider, if you will.
I'll be back in a bit. I gotta go clean up some stuff before the bugs get it.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
TT, check your email.
Wow.
You can also press DT dunk to tongue. Like this.
Visible at SDF.
Less than mu 0000000 greater than.
Virgule.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Pixel Pal at SDF dumps in 188 characters of 15 words in 9 lines.
You have to press R to review what has been dumped.
There is dump IN and dump OUT. He did a dump out.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Dumplings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is, don't turn it. X is dope for him.
Indiana. Okay.
Wow, really? I live in Indiana.
Thank you.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota is cool.
Let's see.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
The more I look into the history of SDF, the cooler SDF gets. That's cool. I have never heard of that ever.
Wow. Why mainstream? Anyway. Yeah.
Open VoIP 929. Or you can get a VaxStation 4000 that will fit on your desk
and take 2 days to generate SSH keys.
NEPST can roughly run on anything. Probably microoven.
Anyway.
Rodaspat SDF has left in an radio.
I might try and see if I can stream something to the open mic.
Nice.
Hands down.
Yeah, that's nice. And you stream with OpenVax?
Can you stream with OpenVax?
You have to look into it. Thank you.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
I saw someone talking about the capsule. Is there a link I missed? Okay. Oh, there it is.
Oh, last 4 minutes warning. So this is open over 1088. Well, if you want, you can also dial.
I swear, I've got so many links and logins, projects and programs. If someone else looked at my computer, they wouldn't know where to begin.
To open VoIP, I will hang up right now, and I wish you have a good night.
Wow.
I'm like a digital hoarder, LOL.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic, get on the mic, yo, 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 check it. Get on that mic, You are the DJ.